The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
James is in Hemel. Hello to you, James.
Hello there.
Hi. What would you like to say, James?
I've been on both ends of it. I've paid for sex quite a few times, and I've also been paid for sex by a few women, disabled women.
Really?
Yes, I have, yeah, and I absolutely don't see anything wrong with it. It's an agreement between two consenting adults, and it should be legalised, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
So can I just ask, James, and just obviously bear in mind it's a daytime programme, the children should all be at school, but you never know, there might be one or two who are off sick today. Why would you pay for sex? I mean, you sound like a young guy.
I'm mid-30s now. Right. I've not done it for a while, but I used to do it quite a lot when I was younger. It was me and my friends used to go out with the aim to take somebody home with us or go back with someone.
Yeah, go out on the pull.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So after sometimes it didn't happen like that, so we would pay for sex instead. And essentially that's what you're doing when you're buying ladies' drinks all night anyway. So,
but isn't there a big difference? Because if you go out on the pull, then at least when you go home, you're going home with somebody who is attracted to you and you're attracted to them. And there's that kind of, there would be that sense of satisfaction to one's ego that you've found someone who's attracted to you. If you go out on the pull and you don't find someone who's attracted to you, so you end up coming home empty-handed, as it were, and then have to go out and pay someone, then doesn't your ego take a bit of a knock?
No, not at all, because you don't have any of the awkwardness in the mornings than if you take someone home or any of that. It's an agreement between two adults, like I've said, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and I have been paid for it as well.
Well, I was just going to get on to that. So that's interesting. Yeah. So as someone who has paid for sex, you have also been a prostitute yourself.
Yes, I have, yeah.
So tell me about that. What have you done?
There was a lady, she lived on the street round the corner from me, and she approached me one day. She was a disabled lady, quite old, and she asked me.
How old?
And she was about 55 and I was about 23.
Right.
And
when you say she was disabled, what do you mean?
She was in a wheelchair.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly what was wrong with her, but she was in a wheelchair. And she made me an offer, and I said, okay. And I, to be quite honest with you, I quite enjoyed it.
What was the offer?
She offered me £50 to have sex with her for an hour.
Right. And I mean, how you say this woman lived round the corner and kind of came up to you and said, how on earth did that happen in the street?
I don't know, to be honest. She just came up to me and asked me if I'd be interested in a business proposition, and I sort of said, yeah, okay, and then she put it to me, and I thought about it. At first I was a bit disgusted, then I thought about it, and I thought...
Why were you disgusted?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know why I was, but after a little while I was thinking, hang on a minute, I do this, so what's wrong with me doing it for someone else? And when I did do it, I enjoyed it, and she told three of her friends, and I ended up seeing them as well, so it got a bit out of hand in the end. But
what do you mean? Sorry, James. What do you mean? She told a few of her friends.
She recommended me to a few of her friends, and they contacted me.
They were a similar age.
One was a little bit younger, but the other two were same age as her, roughly.
And were they disabled?
No. One of them was quite a large lady, over 30 stone.
One of them was over 30. One of them was over 30 stone, right?
Yeah. But yeah.
And did they also pay you 50 quid?
No, we had different agreements. But the one difference that I noticed.
So you charge some of the others a bit more.
Or less, yeah.
Or less.
Yeah.
Which one did you charge less?
I don't want to go into it too much, but one big difference that I noticed was, what I was paying for sex was a lot more than I was charging.
Right. Do you think perhaps you undersold yourself, James?
Maybe. But my main argument is...
But can I... Sorry to just go back. I'm just genuinely fascinated by this. The the women, the other women, I mean, were you attracted to them?
Not at first, but when we got into the moment, yes, I was, I suppose. Yeah, I was.
And the woman who was over 30 stone, you got into that?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Did you? Did you surprise yourself?
Yeah, I think I did. I think I did surprise myself, yeah. I mean, I'm an open-minded man, which I suppose I have to be. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good. It was an experience. It's not one that I'd repeat. I'm happily married now, so...
Does your wife know what you've done?
Most of it.
Right.
Yeah, most of it she does. So I was honest with her just about when we got together. So it was just... It was fun, enjoyable, and, yeah, we all had a good time, and that was it.
And do you still see the disabled woman who lives around the corner?
No, she's actually passed away now.
She died?
Yeah, she died, yeah. Which, yeah. So, but, yeah, it's an agreement between two adults, and there's nothing wrong with it at all. And if people don't like it, then they shouldn't do it. Simple as that.
James, thank you so much for your call.
The JVS Show. BBC Three Counties Radio.